Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today Christ is crowned King of heaven and earth, as the Father receives him into his embrace. He has overcome all things to sit at God's right hand, and now he rules all things for the good of you, his holy church. Heaven is open to you flesh and blood creatures, since your brother has entered through its gates. Heaven is open to you, since your head, Christ, has entered, so too the body must follow. But how can God let sinners like you into his heaven? God is perfect. Heaven is a perfect place, and you are not. Imperfect people should not live in a perfect place. Jesus should. He was perfect, pure, righteous, and holy in all things. And yet still we read that Abel goes and is with God. Enoch was walking and then was no more. The Lord took him apart from death to heaven. Elijah was caught up to heaven in a whirlwind. And Stephen, although stoned, was received by the Lord of heaven. Like a child who has received something less than his siblings, Satan clamors, "That's not fair." And he's right. It's not fair. God was clear, on the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. Death is not simply physical death, but it's the eternal punishment of hell. And so sin is not just simply stop breathing, or the punishment of sin. But the punishment of sin is to be separated from a loving and gracious God for all eternity. But more, it is to suffer eternal wrath and torment and punishments for all eternity. Physical death is simply proof that a person should eternally die. So anyone who physically dies, anyone, deserves to die forever in hell. You yourselves were no different. Why should God let you into his heaven? Heaven is perfect, you are not. Perhaps like Elijah, you haven't run to a mountain begging God to take your life. But like Elijah, you too have tried to run from your problems instead of living in your vocation faithfully. Like the thief on the cross, you may not have stolen possessions from others, but you have stolen your good works from others by viewing them as objects that are meant to benefit you, instead of you being of service to them. And when they don't pull their own weight, when they are a drain on you, how quickly we cut the ties. Lies have flown from your lips. Anger has filled your heart. Outbursts are not all that uncommon to each of us in a different way, but they're not all that uncommon. You can barely drive down the road without getting annoyed with someone. Does it matter if they cut you off? Or are emotionally draining on you? Or took advantage of you? You teach your kids not to retaliate, that two wrongs don't make a right. So for some reason, it's okay when we adults do it. We have not lived according to our own standards, much less to God's holy standards. There are no excuses. We can blame others for it, but as I said, parents don't accept that from their kids, so why would God accept it from us? We can compare ourselves to others, and this is pretty easy because it's not that hard to find people that we are better than. In fact, I'd be willing to submit that all of you are better than the vast majority of people in this world. But what we have just done then is lower the bar. When God is clear, be perfect, as I myself am perfect. So even one sin means you are no longer perfect. Even one sin means you have disqualified yourself from that perfect place of heaven. Neither can you make up for your sins by simply doing good works. Again, you all abound in good works. And yet still the Lord is clear, the one who sins shall die. One sin deserves eternal death. All the good that you have done cannot make up for even the tiniest sinful thought. And so the fact remains that each and every one of us deserve nothing but his temporal and eternal punishment in hell. Repent. Repent and confess that you are an imperfect sinner who deserves never to walk in the courts of God. Even if you are better than most, you are still a sinner. Repent and believe what Saint Abel, Saint Enoch, Saint Elijah, the sainted thief on the cross, and Saint Stephen believed in. Believe in Christ. He has made a full, sure, and sufficient payment not only for your sins, but for the sins of the whole world. You are part of this world, therefore that sacrifice is for you. You can't remove your sins. You can't make up for your sins. But Christ can, and he has. He stepped into your place to become the most vile and ungodly man, not by what he had done, of course, but by what he had taken from you. For he took not only your great sins, but he took even the tiniest, smallest sinful thought. Not one was left on you, but his shoulders bore them all. So God's wrath was upon him. God's justice emptied out and satisfied by his death. We couldn't satisfy it, even if given a lifetime of eternities. So the Holy One of God gave himself for us. Blood streamed from those holy wounds, washing away the sins of yesterday, today, and even of tomorrow. Not one can remain on you, not one. You are forgiven in Christ. You are cleansed fully and completely, free from sin, and so also free from the curse of sin. But there is more. If Christ only took away your sins, it would be as if forgiveness were giving you a second chance. And we'd still get it wrong. For you'd still be a sinner living in a sinful world with all that you do tainted by sin. And so in his mercy, he has woven together his holy conception and perfect birth, his innocent life and his holy death into a beautiful robe and has draped it over your shoulders in holy baptism so that all that Christ did, he credits to you. You are all that he is. It is as if you yourself have done all those good works. He takes away your sins and he gives you his perfect righteousness fully and completely, so you lack absolutely nothing. And those good works which you continue to do, well, he takes each one of those as well and cleanses it with his holy blood to present it to his Father as holy and perfect in God's sight. Only through Christ, only through his blood. Only perfect people can enter that perfect place in heaven. So Christ has made you perfect. Only saints of God can enter into heaven with joy and gladness to see the Father's face. So Christ, through holy baptism, has made you his holy saints, now and forever. Because of Christ, God has declared you justified, holy, and righteous. And God does not lie. You lack nothing. Christ has given you all things. He became man so that you might become a son of God. He walked in your place in this life so that you might walk with him in the courts of heaven. He went through everything that you go through in your life so that you might follow him in his glorious ascension. Hell cannot prevent you. Christ has conquered hell. Sin cannot stop you. Christ has removed your sin. Even death cannot restrain you, but grasps in vain, as on that last day you step out of your grave, glorious as Christ is glorious, holy as Christ is holy, immortal as Christ himself is immortal. For finally on that last day you see with your own two eyes just what Christ has fully done for you. And Satan can only watch in horror as he tumbles down into the abyss of hell for all eternity, and as you with all the saints ascend into heaven to live with God forever. So why will God let you ascend into his heaven? Why will he give you, imperfect sinners, heaven when you die? It's because of Christ. Because in Christ you are a holy and righteous saint. It's not fair, but it is grace. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.